When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 till 4, and what happens at 4 o'clock? Well, we go home. And the show becomes a podcast, John and Ken on demand. It's just like the radio show, and you can listen to what you missed.
And have I ever mentioned the Moist line? Does that come up? It's tomorrow. So we're still taking your calls using that app, the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, connect to the Moist line, leave a message, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We got a lot to get to this hour, including Adam the bull shiffer. No?
Adam full of shiff?
Yeah, who of course wants to be your next California United States Senator. There's some interesting news about him concerning his residence, his primary residence.
What do you know? He's a liar and a fraud about where
he lives.
He's
a bull shiffer.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. And that lab. Remember that story up in Reedley, California? That suspicious lab full of dangerous pathogens? I like the word pathogens.
Well, they had...
HIV and Ebola?
Yeah, they actually had a lot of Ebola.
Ebola.
In the refrigerator.
And now it looks like it all circles back to somebody affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's why I know COVID was part of their arsenal. And I mean arsenal. They have all kinds of biological weapons ready to go. Look at that. They had Ebola stored in a refrigerator here in California.
So we have a congressional report on that story. That's coming up this hour. We begin, though, with another great headline from the criminal justice system of California and Los Angeles County. They're looking for a suspect in violent follow-home robberies who's been arrested 5 times for robbery in 18 months. Let's bring on Blake Trolley with more details about who they're looking for and this guy's background.
This guy's only 20. Deshaun Dow. Deshaun. 20.
Well, you heard those numbers there, John. I mean, 18 months, 5 arrests, and a lot of them span from just a few months in 2022. I was given some details on his rap sheet earlier today. But yeah, guys, as you mentioned, the LAPD is currently trying to track down Deshaun Dow, who's currently thought to be involved in 4 follow-home robberies. 2 of these happened in North Hollywood last month. 2 happened in downtown L.A. The LAPD posted video of one of these armed robberies where you can watch 2 thieves approach a couple as they hop out of a Mercedes in an apartment building parking lot. In that video, you will see one guy kind of struggling with the male in the couple and another guy come up, point a gun in the guy's chest, then take off. it's kind of hard to make out what happened. Well, police say what happened there is that one thief was trying to forcibly remove the man's watch. The guy was refusing. So Dow allegedly comes over, puts a gun in the guy's chest, and the two take off. In another follow home robbery, Dow and an accomplice follow a couple. Now, this might speak to what kind of money Dow is getting access to, and possibly in connection with some of this robbery. Police say him and an accomplice were in a Maserati as they followed a couple back to their place, demanded the couple's jewelry and cash, then took off. As you guys mentioned, this guy has been arrested 5 times in the last 18 months. On top of that, LAPD Detective Christian Marakic says he's being investigated in other robberies, including more in downtown L.A., Hollywood. Marakic says police are now trying to get this guy off the streets.
From a public safety standpoint, it's extremely important. I think we're up to over 10 incidents with this individual as of right now. And most all these incidents, he's armed with a firearm. And there has been incidents where shots were fired. And it's just a matter of time, and in our opinion, before he seriously hurts or kills somebody.
So what exactly happened? We're still trying to piece all this together, okay, but what I can't tell you guys... What's up, John?
What happened after all these arrests?
Well, that's what we're trying to piece together. My sources have told me Dow right now has bench warrants for failure to appear in all 5 of these cases. He posted bond in these cases, yes, but I'm told that he started missing court dates. Initially, his attorneys had some level of explanation, and he was initially allowed to reappear with no warrant. But finally, his attendance in at least one of these cases led to a bench warrant, at which point he completely stopped coming to court. My sources say they think he knew about this warrant, so he said, the hell with it, I'm done coming in.
Do you know how much the bonds were?
I was told that these bonds actually weren't that low, John, but this could be part of the issue, is that they were still low enough. I was told these bonds, I was quoted kind of an estimate that they would at least be about $50,000 or more, and they would slide up as he, you know, adds charges.
And how much money would he have to put up if it was $50,000?
Those are all details we're still working to get, but he did post bond, not bail, right? So a bail bondsman essentially helped
him. Right, but you put 10% down, and you have to have some kind of collateral for the rest. So was he putting his Maserati up as collateral, or some of the stolen jewelry as collateral?
One of the issues here, John, is that prosecutors actually filed what's called a source of bail motion. They were trying to figure out how this guy was even affording these bails. They had their theories of how he was affording to help pay for some of this. But obviously...
I don't think he
affords the bail by what he robs, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's paying the bond.
It's his job to rob people, yeah.
He doesn't have... Does he have employment? I bet not.
I think there is a W-9 on this these days in California.
It's a profession. Just put down thief, and the IRS goes, okay.
It's not exactly known to me or to my sources exactly what that source of bail motion found, but he was obviously continued to allow to, post bail. There's other things at blame here just on the bail amount alone. John.
It's just...
It's incredibly frustrating that somebody gets arrested this many times and isn't being put away for a longer period. He's able to post bond.
Normal people, if they put up their car or their house or a bank account as collateral, they're afraid they would lose their possessions or their bank account, right? If they don't show up in court. But if he's putting up stuff that he's stolen, well, he doesn't care if the government takes those possessions, because he stole them. They're not his anyway. He'll just go out and steal new stuff tomorrow.
I have a more basic question. You'd think the third time that they arrested him and he's posted bail the first 2 times but constantly robbing again, they'd say, not this time. You're not getting bond.
Is this some gas?
We're holding on to you.
Some Gascon policy? What is this?
I'm trying to figure out, I've reached out to the courts. I've reached out to Gascon's office. Gascon's office says later this afternoon, so in about an hour and 20 minutes, I can expect some more information as to what exactly happened in these cases as per Gascon's. But, Gascon's office, I'm told that the deputy DAs, they did all that they could. But, even then with Gascon's policies, their hands were somewhat tied. And specifically when it comes to gang and gun enhancements in these cases, and they couldn't slam this guy harder and get that bail that we're now wondering how he was able to make partial payments to his bondsmen up even higher.
Because they still can't do gun enhancements, even if he's using a gun to hold these people up.
I'm told that was a factor in at least some of these cases. I'm also told that state law has tied the hands of detectives, tied the hands of prosecutors in these cases, and that this was really a trifold issue between Gascon's policies, the state laws, and then, again, that source of bail motion, trying to figure out exactly how he's affording to keep himself out of custody.
Well, another thing I wonder as I see arrested five times for robbery in the past 18 months, is his cases part of the, what, 12, 13,000 backlog of cases in the LA County DA's office that they've never really adjudicated all these past arrests?
No, I'm told that all these cases, Ken, were filed and that he did initially make appearances to court.
Yeah, but what about actually sentencing? What about actually determining, you know, a conviction or a not guilty? What happened?
Yeah, none of these, I don't believe any of these have moved that far to a conviction.
That's what I mean. I'll bet you it's part of the backlog.
Exactly. Yeah, no, the speed on these cases, there's definitely a lot of questions about that. Why aren't these cases moving faster? Because if one of these moved faster, he'd be in custody.
Because Gascon is choosing not to prosecute them.
That's how he does it, right? He just lets the cases sit there because he doesn't want people in jail or prison.
This is something nobody really saw coming.
It's another tactic to keep people out of incarceration.
He just would shut down the process. So
exactly.
Deshaun Dow can run around and do what he wants indefinitely.
All right, Blake, thank you very much for that report. Good work.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, and you might find out something further later on this afternoon. Yeah, John mentioned the name, Deshaun Dow. Just 20 years old, has been arrested five times for robbery in the past 18 months. Post bond and goes on his way robbing more people. And they think he's really dangerous because he's poking guns at people. And eventually this could be really ugly with the gun going off.
He was really well raised. Wonder if he had a father at home.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
By the way, I saw a little news story in one of the radio industry magazines, you know, news sites, rather. Remember, there was a press release describing he was a radio icon. Well, this headline had you identified as legendary voice.
Mm.
Yeah.
They'll be as kind to you when your day comes.
You might. Oh, I don't think
Although
so.
Although you will die behind the mic, so you won't read any of this. So that's the difference.
That's right. I'll have nobody to tease me about this stuff.
I kind of get to go to my own funeral. You that's will right. not. We'll talk about you.
You get to hear your eulogies.
You'll be there in the void, the black void. We're going to be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. It's the news of the obvious desk. The man who bashed Paul Pelosi with the hammer, Nancy Pelosi's husband, found guilty. Big surprise.
No, are you kidding me?
Well, he even testified on his own behalf, but it didn't work with the jury.
Wow.
We'll get the details after 2:30 about David DePape, DePape, whatever his name is. All right, so this story we talked about, it actually broke almost a year ago. Reedley, California is up in Fresno County. In fact, it's southeast of Fresno. Never been there. Reedley, California. But apparently a code enforcement officer one day was doing an inspection at a property, noticed a green garden hose sticking out of a hole in the side of a warehouse. She thought the warehouse was vacant. Well, inside they discovered an illegal biolaboratory. And there were manufacturing devices, medical-grade freezers, lab mice, and vials labeled in Mandarin, English, and as it says here in the report, and a code that remains undeciphered.
Mm.
And among the pathogens were discovered HIV and Ebola. It is a Chinese-owned biolab. Should this not raise alarms considering what happened with COVID-19?
And there were Chinese employees in lab coats inside.
Yes.
The local
congressman is Jim Costa, a Democrat, who was trying to find out from the CDC what's going on, and he thought he got stonewalled because it was a nine-month investigation. Now, a new 42-page report has come out from the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. And they have determined that the man that was running this lab is quite affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party. Although when I saw that this morning, I said, well, listen, everybody in China, part of the Chinese Communist Party, it's kind of a requirement that you...
Yeah, but this is it's their shock troops that they send to America in order to develop diseases to kill us all. That's what the Communist Party wants to do.
They found SARS, COVID-2, chlamydia, HIV, E. coli, streptococcus pneumonia, hepatitis B, dengue virus, rubella virus, and malaria.
Look at that.
Has anybody explained this? What this guy was up to at his lab?
They're making deadly diseases to kill us. That's what they're doing.
From inside our own country.
Yes. They found a freezer labeled Ebola. Ebola has up to a 90% death rate.
I don't... unlicensed laboratory. So were they even in the country legally? Apparently a bunch of Chinese nationals were in there. That's all they're described as, Chinese nationals.
They probably all had cover stories to get in here, but their real purpose is to develop these diseases.
Oh, he did enter the country illegally through Canada, it says. The man behind the laboratory that we're talking about here, what the heck's his first name? His last name is Zhu, Z-H-U. He entered the U.S. illegally after being slapped with a $330 million Canadian court judgment in 2016 for running companies engaged in massive theft of American cattle-related intellectual property.
That's what the Communist Party does. That's why he works directly for the Communist Party, because they are trying to steal American intellectual property and then use it to be major competitors in various industries. A lot of tech secrets, and they send these spies to work at these companies, get inside the computer systems, the information systems, and bring the Communist Party all the information so they could come up with competing products and services.
His name is Jiabei Jesse. They call him Zhu, Z-H-U. He's a corporate officer on Chinese military civil fusion organizations. That's a strange title. And private organizations affiliated with the Chinese government. That was his role in China.
China has a lot of these guys running around.
Yes, of course. They're spies.
Yeah.
But in this case, you can only conclude they're trying to come up with dangerous concoctions to kill Americans.
Because
it's easier to unleash it when you're inside the country.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because they're doing this in China. But why do they have an outpost here? Because they'd like to release Ebola and kill thousands or millions of people. That's what they want to do.
So is he facing charges, which should result in execution, if that's really what he was up to? I don't understand. They found evidence that the Reedley Biolab was purchasing counterfeit COVID-19 pregnancy, ovulation, and nutritional deficiency test kits from China and relabeling and reselling the fakes in the U.S. as made in the USA. So is that what he was also up to, that he wanted to sell fake kits, testing kits? I don't know.
It's for the
but
Chinese,
it does not explain, it says here, the presence of these pathogens. No.
For the Chinese, it's about disruption. It's about disrupting as much as they can our way of life.
So they only charged him with fraud and false statements in an FDA investigation.
They should execute him.
Oh,
you know what?
God.
They should bring back those torture sites they had after 9/11 for the Al-Qaeda guys. Waterboarding. Find out what else he was up to. What other projects the Chinese government's working on? Whatever he knows. what other people we should arrest? You think this is not the only Ebola lab in the United States run by these characters? You know what? Our government's compromised, right? The whole Biden family's making millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party. So it's not like the Bidens are going to do anything about it. But you're going to see something really, really bad is going to happen. And then everybody's going to go, oh, all the warning signs were there. We missed the red flags.
That's right.
Okay? This is not a red flag. This is a huge 5-alarm fire in your face.
All right, coming up next, it was October of last year when Paul Pelosi had an intruder who came into the home looking for Nancy Pelosi, but eventually smashed Paul Pelosi with a hammer in San Francisco. Surprise, he's been found guilty at his trial. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4, then after 4 o'clock, you've already missed half the show. The hell? You can listen to it on the iHeart app, John and Ken on Demand podcast.
All right. Well, not really surprising. The federal jury has convicted the man that attacked Paul Pelosi with the hammer just over a year ago at the Pelosi home in San Francisco. We're going to go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, on the detail of this story.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, you remember a year ago all the conspiracy theories and things that people had come out with of what this was and did they know each other and all of that. But in this trial that only lasted about a week, even though David DePatie pleaded not guilty, he took the witness stand this week, which was somewhat surprising, and laid out why he committed the crime and admitted to breaking into the Pelosi home, said that he had been liberal, was living on the couch of a buddy in the East Bay, had been reading stuff online, started consuming right-wing podcasts and YouTube videos, and had essentially radicalized on it and become so interested into and angry about his belief that the government, mainly the left-leaning government, and the media were lying, that he said he went to Nancy Pelosi's home. His plan was to hold her captive, interrogate her, and the jurors heard all of the evidence. So, I mean, really, what other way were they going to go on this? And he admitted he broke in there. You remember the 911 call from Paul Pelosi? They heard it, this one.
This gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is.
And they saw the body-worn camera, the police arriving, and David DePatie hitting Pelosi with that hammer, the moment that, again, was debated on who opened the door and who was holding on to the other one, and how to go down when cops were asking.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey. What is going on right now?
And then he got hit. So DePatie says that his plan was to break in, interrogate Nancy Pelosi. He was going to dress up as a blow-up unicorn, you know, like those inflatable unicorn costumes for Halloween.
Who was going to dress up?
David DePatie was. He was going to put that on and interrogate her and record it while he was dressed up as an inflatable unicorn.
Well, this was the plan?
This was the plan. And then post it online. So that's what he was doing.
Really?
That changes the world, yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, his thoughts and his plans as he was testifying, they were all over the board.
An inflatable unicorn?
He was going to be an inflatable unicorn. He then said that he would put it out there. He had a whole list of people he was going to interrogate, Nancy Pelosi being one of them. And then he was going to have Biden pardon her and the other Democrats he was going to expose. for their sins, and that then Biden would let them all go, and they would be okay. He had all kinds of crazy beliefs about Tom Hanks and other actors being involved in child sex rings and sex with children, all kinds of QAnon thoughts. And, I mean, he just, on the witness stand, started to put it all out there. He said he did not mean to harm Paul Pelosi, but when he went in there and Nancy wasn't home, that his whole plan to get into that inflatable unicorn costume and interrogator was ruined, and he snapped in that moment when the cop showed up. He had to do something, and he was angry, and then he hit him with a hammer.
Did he have the costume on him when he broke into the house?
Apparently, he must have gone in with it. We know in the bag he had all kinds of things. So he said it was that he just kind of snapped in that moment and then hit Paul Pelosi. And, you know, he all said right. after, because Paul Pelosi testified as well. And Paul Pelosi talked about the last thing he remembered was the cop showing up, and then he woke up in a pool of his own blood and he thought he was going to die. And that actually made David DePape feel very bad. He said he felt horrible for what he had done, that he didn't mean to do it, that he blames all this conspiracy stuff and podcasts that he had been listening to, and he was sorry for doing it.
Well, I don't understand. What was the defense trying to do here? Why did they go to a trial? Why didn't they just take a plea deal?
Why not just go guilty
A defense is not, yes, I did.
His attorney said it isn't a whodunit, it's a why done it. Did that make any sense to anybody?
Well, no. A why doesn't protect you from being convicted.
No, I mean, it's highly unlikely that the jury was going to say, you know what, we feel sorry for you. Because the two charges were assault on an immediate family member of a federal official and attempted kidnapping. So
were they going to say,
well, that was not assault. So, you know, or we feel bad of why he did it. So, yeah, they didn't fight it at all.
I've never heard of this before. You admit you do something.
First you go not guilty, then you admit to it.
Right, you admit to it. And then you don't claim you're insane. You claim you watch too many right-wing whack job videos and it made
you... And then you put on an inflatable unicorn costume.
Oh, my. This is a new level.
It's pretty, you know, he's done with this one. Still has to be sentenced, but done with this trial. Still, he's got the state counts that are against him. Where that could also, this is potentially, once he's sentenced, 50 years in prison, the state ones could be up to life based on what he's facing. And so he's going to be away for a while.
And once he was interrogating her in the unicorn costume, then what was supposed to happen?
Well, he was going to post that video online and then bail out of there. Apparently, she was never going to know who he was because he was going to be an inflatable unicorn.
Wow.
And then he would post it online. Real quickly, the U.S. attorney in San Francisco prosecuted it outside court today, Sam.
But this guilty verdict on all counts sends is a clear message that regardless of what your beliefs are, what you cannot do is physically attack a member of Congress or their immediate family for their performance in their job.
Even if you're going to be dressed up as a unicorn and,
believe QAnon. I think normal people already knew that, but you're never going to reach the guy who wants to put on the unicorn costume. You can give all the lectures you want.
And you would think if you're going to go to that extent, wouldn't you know where the Speaker of the House, if she was even in town? She was in Washington that night.
Do your research.
Alex, thank you very much for that.
You got it. Bye, guys.
All right. And again, the wacko that broke into the Pelosi home over a year ago in San Francisco was found guilty and faces like 20 to 30 years. That's just one. That's a federal case.
The government should just shoot him. I mean, why waste any more money with this nonsense?
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's not forget the Moist Line is coming back tomorrow, so we remind you to use that app to connect to the Moist Line, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We will get to the Adam Schiff story next hour. Apparently, there's a lot to be made as to where he actually lives. Is it Maryland or California? And he wants to be the next California U.S. Senator replacing Dianne Feinstein. There have been a number of protests. These are people that are calling for a ceasefire in the battle between Israel and Hamas. Last night, they went to the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. It got so ugly that inside the building, there was a reception going on for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. It was interrupted by the chanting outside. Protesters wanted to block the entrances and exits to force politicians to encounter their candlelight vigil and call for an end to the fighting. Many of them wore these black shirts saying, cease fire. Now, here's some of the audio from, this is courtesy of at Raw Alerts on X. Here we go. Pretty crazy on the police. They claim the police instigated them.
Oh, good.
Violent motherfucker.
Ooh.
It's a violent motherfucker. I can shut my off.
Very good. This is what people do with their lives. Today, same type of group made their way onto the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. Just before noon. They didn't do it during morning rush hour. And they shut down the westbound traffic.
What's the name of this group?
No, these are different groups. The one in San Francisco was organized by the Arab Resource and Organizing Center.
I'm always wondering about the funding. There could be billionaires, Saudi Arabian sheiks, George Soros, who knows? But wealthy people are funding these groups because normal people don't have the time or desire to do this. These are close to paid actors.
Well,
nobody can be this angry every day for this many hours in public, laying down on the ground, doing die-ins or whatever nonsense this is.
They parked cars on the bridge and then threw their keys into the bay. 50 protesters were arrested. 15 cars were towed. So they just drove onto the Bay Bridge and just parked their cars east of Treasure Island, if you know the area there.
Right, but somebody's orchestrating this. Somebody's paying for this. Somebody came up with the idea and is going to pay them for their cars and pay their fines and pay for their new keys.
You believe none of these people has any interest in the Israel-Hamas war?
They might have interest, but they're paid to do this demonstration.
Well, I'm sure they're compensated for losing their cars. You're right.
Yeah, right. So they're paid.
Whether they're given an hourly wage, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Because you got to earn money to live, and they don't care. You still got to earn money to live, so they have to get money.
They
from
like
somewhere.
To be a part of changing America.
No, they're not. This is all performative stuff. There aren't many authentic demonstrations anymore. It's just the media. It's a cheap, lazy way to put on something that'll make you stare at the screen and drool for an extra minute or two. I don't think any demonstrations, going all the way back to 2020 and George Floyd, a lot of these are just paid for theatrical movements. Nobody cares this much about this stuff.
I don't know. I gotta believe some of these people are committed to the cause, but
would they show up?
All paid actors.
Would they show up this long, this often? Get this?
Well,
how do you?
We're now in such a media-driven world with social media and everything. That's why people are doing this, because they know they have to make a physical appearance. Right. They have to make a dramatic video type experience to get people's attention. Just writing a newspaper column where they're advocating for something.
Okay, but what you're describing is somebody putting on a show. If I'm going to put on a show, how am I going to get people to notice? How am I going to get people
to
care?
Well, they did this because Biden's in San Francisco for this APEC conference, so they know he's right there. In fact, the banner that they unleash says Biden ceasefire.
He's not going to... Well, he doesn't have his mind anymore, but
You can certainly argue this doesn't make any difference, and it probably doesn't.
Right. And so don't they know that? So could you keep up...
The history of this goes back decades to people that protested the Vietnam War and felt like they had an effect in ending it.
That was organic. If I was a teenager in the 1960s, right, if I was in college or something and I was looking at my draft number, I would go out and protest and scream and yell because the government wanted to send my body to Vietnam for it to be shot up by people I don't even know. So, yes, then I would have the energy to protest to save my own life.
What about the civil rights protests in the 60s, too? I mean, that eventually resulted in some laws and some change.
Right, and that was motivated by,
the way people were treated.
Right, but blacks who were, again, fighting for their life in some way. right? If you remember what was going on in the South and what law enforcement was doing in the South, the blacks felt terribly endangered. And even in northern cities, obviously,
well,
the police
were abusing. I think some of these activists are actually connected. They could be Palestinians who have people in Gaza. They may be very personally affected by this, so they march. But you're right. There's always the people that just like to protest anything.
I just question, because there's so much of this now, and there's so much money going into these groups, and it's so easy to interconnect now and organize a flash mob of crazy people to do stupid stunts. None of them are effective. And when you realize something isn't effective, normally a person goes, God, this is exhausting, and it's not going anywhere, right? I'm going out, I'm screaming all the time. I gave up my car, I gave up my keys, and nothing's changing here. Israel just dropped another 500 bombs. So what am I doing?
All right, when we come back, there was a debate last night. The Santa Monica Democratic Club held a debate between challengers to George Gascon. George Gascon did appear at this debate. We'll get a firsthand account from one of the candidates challenging Gascon. Eric Siddall is coming on next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.